Hell, Pluto, you going brazen. Let that shit ride, 88.
I'm never writing down my thoughts, I hope you hit a message. I told you leave and miss you bad, I guess it's my confession. I play with fire and I get burnt, I never learned my lesson. I almost lost who I became, it had me second guessing, yeah. And when it all falls down the drain, gotta keep a poker face, know your work won't go in vain. And when it all comes down, who gon' bang, who gon' really keep you sane when you swerving out that lane? I filled my pockets with them bodies, but I'm feeling empty. I got my Nina riding shawty, know she gon' protect me. I cherish all the time we had, I take it for a lesson. You know I'm hoping that you grow and watching my progression. I'm steady loaded, but I'm focused on the win. Keep my friends closer than I do with my own kin. Know your love is like a drug and I can't wait to take a hit. Taking life for what it is, I'm trying to make the best of it. I got some pressure from my family like I'm supposed to make them rich. I can't confide in no one around me cause I feel I'm judged again. I took a break from all the music, man, you know how this shit get. People seeing I'm not posting, thanking God they checking in. I won't stop
again.
You
know how we going.
Speaking on the kid, but they gon' really have to show me. I can't fuck that bitch no more, her shit was smelling moldy. Smiling faces around me, man, I gotta watch them closely. I gotta watch them closely. I'm never writing down my thoughts, I hope you hit a message. I told you leave and miss you bad, I guess it's my confession. I play with fire and I get burnt, I never learned my lesson. I almost lost who I became, it had me second guessing, yeah. And when it all falls down the drain, gotta keep a
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. What's popping? Y'all got Sci-Fi in the building.
Yo, what up, what up?
Sci-Fi,
everybody.
What's good?
What's going on, folks?
Another day in paradise.
Always.
What's good with you?
Man, you know, chilling, man. First time on the show in a minute, man.
Yeah, got a new season coming out soon. I had to have you on this.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Coming from the back end of it, I got you.
Yeah, you know, they hear you in the background all the time, too. I know I'll be back. Like,
it's like it's a thing now. People keep saying it.
Right, like, yo, Sci-Fi be in the background. I hear him all the time. Like, yeah, he's always.
Y'all be funny, man. Sometimes I can't control myself. Sometimes I forget I'm in the conversation because we in pre-production.
Right. Oh yeah, that's what be happening too. Like,
and
we'll have
like we'll like be carrying a group thing, and then I'm like, I forget early on that the group is over.
Yeah, it's now just a conversation. But today let's talk about the internet, man.
Man, the internet.
Yeah.
World Wide Web.
That's crazy, right?
Like this. Remember like the circular phone. And yeah. Like cellular phones now,
yeah,
the rotary phones where you could
exactly. Yeah.
That's what life for me before the internet,
mm-hmm.
and after the internet was. It's such a big leap.
Yeah,
I really don't remember a lot.
You know,
before
it's crazy.
The internet.
I remember I was in fourth grade and we used to get these like I think it was like a weekly, like this is a little small newspaper. It's like 5-6 pages they used to give us every week, and at the back. Page it gave us stuff that was coming out in the future, right?
Yeah,
but you know, some of that shit, I'm in fourth grade and it showed me it had a phone, like a house phone that had like video conferencing on it, and I was looking at that shit like, this is insane. That would never happen. And I remember taking it and showing my mom. I was in fourth grade.
This is ridiculous.
She was like, how could that possibly happen? She was like, that's not possible.
Yeah.
I remember her shutting it down. I'm like, yeah, that's like some
dumb.
George Jetson shit.
That's dumb.
Yeah, and then we here, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, until people bring it up, I can't you know, fathom anything before the internet, because the internet was so revolutionary in life.
Yeah.
From information, you know, we had yellow pages.
I remember. Yeah, a lot of people don't remember because now when I see them, I'm like,
have them thrown at your door.
Exactly. Yeah. Every door. And we used to search every time, like, let's look up this person's name. Let's look up this person's
how
name.
How hard was it to find information back then? Like, to me, that was the number one thing that propelled the internet to the level it is now to me.
Yeah.
Google made the internet accessible to every human being.
Yeah. And just information.
Yeah, just the exchanging of information, yeah. And people can look it up. What I'm saying is every age,
right.
Like they touched every dynamic of human life with what they created. You
yeah.
get what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, this is for adults. This is for, nah, this is, they made a tool that's for everybody.
Yeah.
And like it changed the way we
It almost put everybody on the same playing field.
Man, it's crazy. Like,
did Al Gore create the internet?
I think he helped that, like, open the access. He was one of the first. His regime.
Okay, yeah.
And he was a big proponent.
Credit him to it, yeah.
He was a big proponent of, like, you know, pushing it through the government and getting the availability and access to it.
That's crazy, the Yellow Pages, because prior to that, like, if you're trying to get in contact with somebody, the crazy thing is when I moved to Charlotte, my homegirl I went to school with, that's how she found my number. One day she just calls the house, and my little sister, she was a kid tonight. She was like, I'm not going to say her name, but she was like, yo, so-and-so called and left you a message. I'm like, how? She said she went to school with you back in. I'm like, that is insane. She took, when I hit her back, she found me from the Yellow Pages. Yeah, she just looked it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's crazy that information was just available to everybody.
That's
like
what
that.
I'm saying.
This is like a book. People gonna give you a book of everybody's number.
Yeah, there was actually a number, like, and sometimes like the, you don't even have to go to the book. There was a number, like some type of number, I guess you call
411.
Because that's the information line.
Because I remember doing that back in the day.
Yeah, this person lives in this state. Do you have this in the last name for? And they gave it the information.
Yeah, the internet has shaped communication so differently.
Yeah,
like text messages.
Bro, that's the best thing ever. Like, I barely talk on the phone. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, before, you'd be on the phone jonesing.
Come on.
Anything, like, it just quick.
Even contacting businesses back in the day was tough. Now you can send people emails. Like, email was revolutionary.
Right.
Like,
even just the contact of, like, a celebrity. Like, he'd have to be in your town for you to even have a word to him. Like, even not if he's not speaking to, but now I could just DM a celebrity or write on their page and they might write back to you. And it's like, oh shit.
Or tag them in something that's dope. They might hit you on it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of different ways to communicate to people. Like, before, like, even how we get the media itself, like the information from YouTube, like YouTube was revolutionary. Like,
oh yeah. Thank God for YouTube.
Like, just learning.
Right.
Like, I think it increased human learning so much. Because everybody YouTube stuff. Like,
right.
I don't even think... There's like, all of the sleazy mechanics died off. Because it's only the real mechanics that do the real stuff left. Because, like, people can just go on YouTube and be like, oh, this is how I changed my light. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is how I pop out my little steering column. Like,
exactly.
And it's like, oh, it's not that hard.
Even something as simple as like a young boy who wants to learn how to tie a tie. He'd go right on YouTube, tie a tie, and it shows you.
Just
right.
Imagine how many kids back in the day was heartbroken.
Bro, because the thing is, I learned how to tie a tie from my pops, but he's the type, like, if he shows you something 3-4 times and you don't get it,
frustrated.
He's frustrated. He's like,
what about
like,
the kids that didn't have it?
That's what I'm saying.
For all the bad things people say about the internet,
there's a million good things for it too.
It's saved. You could say it saved lives.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I listen to African drill music. I listen to like other music around the world now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to do that back in the day.
It's also created lives because think about how many people met on the internet, had kids, like dating apps and all them things. Like it made the world so much smaller too.
Travel, being able to know where you're going and look it up.
Yeah.
So now I'm in other countries, but I'm not like this foreigner tourist. It's I'm gonna know where the Louvre is at. Where's this at? I can go straight over there.
Yeah.
I can go book a tour. I can go connect with a concierge before I get. Like, it just makes the world open up.
Yeah.
Like, the information is power kind of thing. Like, people can find family,
hell yeah.
Like 23andMe, DNA, all of that stuff is capable because of the internet.
Yeah.
Now, you would have had to gone to a lab, found a lab that did whatever that you were looking for, found them, either go there or send a sample in. Like, now it's just like, yo, you go on here, you fill this out, we're going to send you something.
Yeah.
You do it and put back in the mail, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it never did. You would have never been able to do that.
Nope.
Testing samples and stools and
finding
doctors.
Even as like my homegirl from Canada, right? Yodi, shout out to Yodi. She put up a picture of her back home, right? And one of my other homegirls, they live in Canada. So one of my other homegirls, Fev, she sees the picture. She was like, "Hold up, I think this dude's related to Mez." The dude in the picture, and she was like, "Well, that's my cousin." So I guess she told her, like, "Yo, check if that's his peoples or whatever." So she hits me. She's like, "Yo, no, yeah." So we get in contact. I'm like, "Is that my cousin?" Like, she was like, "Yeah, like that's so and so, and he's supposed to be moving out here from back home."
Wow.
And then I asked my mom, like, "Do you know these people?" So she's like, "Yo, they came to New York when y'all, like, they lived in Sudan, I think, and when they came to America, they were on their way to Sudan. I mean, the liquor, which they was coming to Canada. They stopped in New York and kicked it with us, and, like, our families know each other, but me and her had no idea, and we were cool already.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the internet, just the picture put up on the internet. Small world. Yeah.
Small world. I saw one picture on the internet where a couple that had got married, they were in a picture exact opposite of each other, like 13, 15 years ago or before they got married when they were kids. And it was basically like this big fountain.
Yeah.
And she had a picture of her standing in front of the fountain. But there's other people in the background. And he has a picture of himself in that. Wow. Like, it's the exact opposite at the exact same time. It's her in the picture and it's him in the picture. And they both taking the picture at the same time of each other. Standing in front of this, it looked like it was a tourist spot.
Right.
You get what I mean? So it was like
taking a picture in front of a water fountain in some famous city, and then y'all both would just happen to be there.
Yeah. The world is a small place, but you wouldn't have been able to share that, and people wouldn't have been able to find that and connect those two together. Like, yo, is that both of y'all?
Yeah. Like, pictures, like, from just back in the day, somebody could post a picture and be like, hold up, that's so-and-so cousin. And like, hold up, that's the homie. I didn't know that was...
I mean, people use the internet to investigate, you know?
Yeah.
Black Twitter, and just the communication network. Like, there's been crimes solved because of the internet. Crimes have been solved,
For sure. Oh, matter of fact, recently that dude that was charged, I think, for murder or something, and he was literally saying, like, he was at a baseball game, and they caught him coming down the steps.
Yeah, he was in the ESPN. It was some kind of ESPN filming of... The World Series or documentaries or something.
And thanks to that footage.
And he got locked up and he was trying to say it wasn't him. And then he was like walking down the stairs in the baseball game with his son walking.
Daughter, I think it was his daughter.
Walking down the stairs.
Yeah.
And then that footage came to his release.
Exactly.
But it was found because somebody watched it and was like, yo, that's
crazy.
No, it wasn't him. He was watching it.
I'm not sure how they found it, but I just remember, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I seen that,
I mean, the internet, like.
But there's also some bad side to, like, the kids nowadays, they don't go outside, bro. They don't, bro. Like, basketball courts ain't packed like we used to be. I know a bunch of kids who all they do is they're gaming, but there's also money to be made gaming, too. But they got gaming chairs. Like, think about that shit. Like, imagine.
I don't want to really,
fam. It's a total different.
It looks like that, but all the people that was just staying in the house not doing nothing before, they just doing gaming and stuff now. So I don't think it's that big of a. Is it some? Yeah, but I don't think it's that.
You don't think there's more kids staying indoors now than when we were kids?
I mean, I knew a lot of kids that stayed indoors when we was kids.
Yeah, but I think there's a huge difference. Like, when I drive by basketball courts. Of course, if it's not organized sports, like when your parents make you go to play leagues, but just outside playing tag, little shit like that, I don't see that like I used to when I was a kid.
I mean, I be seeing it in my neighborhood. You don't see kids out here? At all, bro.
Nah.
Your development is weird.
Huh?
Your development is kind of weird.
Oh, you're talking about my neighborhood. Yeah. I was like, what I do? What do you mean my development weird? Yeah.
Like, in this neighborhood right here, I be seeing kids out all the time.
Yeah.
But this is more like acceptable to like play.
Like, I see kids at the pool. Like, you'll see them for a little bit with that. Yeah. But like, man, I don't know. I just think there's a big difference. I remember when I think I might have told the story. I went to my godson's birthday when they was a lot younger. They was like probably in like 11, 12 or whatever. And all the kids were just in the house. They got a basketball goal and everything outside. I'm like, yo, bro. It's 10 of y'all waiting on next on the video games. Like, let's go outside. I made them go outside, play football. But they'd rather be in the crib playing video games and, you know.
No, I'm not saying there's not something there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I don't think it's as big as we. I mean, it's a little bit more for sure because just the nature of the way the internet pulls you in. Because you and me can both attest to sitting and you're looking at your phone and then you look up and it's 2 hours later.
That's what I'm saying.
45 minutes later. Yeah. Or like you don't recognize. So I'm sure that happens. I just don't know if it's like something to like cause for too much concern because as an overall society, I think we're getting healthier.
Healthier?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least health conscious. people understand it a lot better.
For sure. But that's because of the internet.
Because of the internet.
Yeah. Because it's really at your fingertips. Everything's at your fingertips right now.
I mean, the internet also makes people money. I think the internet has made a lot of people millionaires that wouldn't have been millionaires.
Yeah. It literally took out, like, the gatekeepers, the middlemen.
Like, you know what NFT is?
Hell yeah.
That's crazy. So, what's your boy name? Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
We don't, you know, I don't want to talk about what he does personally and the issues he has. I'm not trying to condone it.
You're just talking about NFT.
I'm just talking about he sold his album. He dropped a mixtape or album. I forgot which one it was. And he sold, he put it with an NFT, basically. Basically, you got this digital image of his logo, brand, whatever, and the music.
Right.
For $1. And he sold 1 million copies of them instantly.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And all of those dollar purchases then became more valuable because now they're tradable.
Right.
So now, like, this music and this collection of music only sold so many, or, you know, he sold it up to so much, and it's then, like, he could turn it off or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then it's, like, stamped digitally. Yeah. So you know, like, the order and how many of them and copies. And so now you can trade these, like, cards and collections and stuff. So they've gone up in value.
It's like when people used to collect rookie cards and things like that.
Yeah, so like digital trading cards, but more like, because people be doing art images.
Yeah.
Anything media-wise, anything that you can, like, it's called a non-fungible, I forgot what the T was. Yeah. But non-fungible something. But it's basically a digital media that's always contained that you can
non-fungible token.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just like I don't want to say it's like a Bitcoin, but it's a coin that can always be active forever as long as the internet's up. And I don't see the
and every time it's sold, there's like dividends to the person who, you know, it back pays basically. Like, if I sold that thing, I'll still get paid every time it resells, basically.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things you can put certain stipulations on the NFT and say, like, oh, if this is this and that, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I think Wu-Tang dropped that album, that album, and they only sold like one copy of it to, what's his name?
What was that?
Martin, whatever.
Shirelli.
The bozo. But
is he locked up right now?
Yeah. Some kind of like tax evasion or something. But anyways, like, if Wu-Tang would have waited until the NFT, because they would have been able to drop that album as an NFT, and then millions of people wouldn't have been able to get it, and then it would have been a valuable, like, they could have dropped, like, released like 3 million of them digitally.
Yeah.
And then they would have been sold and then the wealth would have been there, and it would have been an art in the way it intended to be. It allows media to become art, not just a painting.
He paid $2 million for that shit, for that album.
But, like, it lets
Shaolin.
Yeah. Motherfuckers was really upset about that shit. Yeah. Wu-Tang heads be serious, bro.
Yeah. I heard a lot of the members were kind of mad, too. Because
they didn't know about it.
Yeah.
They didn't know. They knew of the songs.
Yeah, like,
they didn't
knew
know the creation of the album of it.
Yeah,
they were just doing verses for their homie. They didn't know, like, it was coming out like
that. Or at least that's what's alleged. I don't know what.
I don't know what was really said.
Right.
I mean, but he really can do whatever he want with Wu-Tang. He literally got contracts with him. What can you say to somebody that you put that made you a millionaire?
Yo, do you watch Wu-Tang?
Oh, man, I love it.
That's my show, bro.
That's one of my favorite shows.
I'm so mad that it's only 10. Like, I'm upset, bro. Like,
where's it
at? I want to see. And they said they got approved for a third season. But the thing is, the show was written so well. Like, they can do spinoffs per character.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like Marvel. Like, it's like you got all of them together, the Avengers, and then, like, you could do Wolverine, all of them, like, just one by one.
Yeah.
Any of the characters. Like, you could do Method Man, you could do Raekwon, Ghost.
All of that.
Right.
And it's a well-told story to the point where it just flows naturally. Like, we all know what's going to happen because we know Wu-Tang, but, like.
Still, like, keeps my attention.
I didn't really know back then about the whole CDs. Or music being lost or whatever. I didn't know that happened.
Yeah. They used to always say that about Inspector Deck. They used to be like, man, he had one of the best albums.
Hits.
Yeah, but he got a lot of his shit fucked up in that flood. RZA's a genius, though, bro. Like, the fact that he knew the business, him and his brother, I give his brother Devon credit too. The fact that he
signed, he looked like he was just rolling the dice with the shit, bro.
Nah, but remember, I'm talking about the fact that when it came to the contracts.
Oh, right, right.
Because he was like, yeah, you'll sign Wu-Tang, but we also need to be able to sign individual contracts to whoever we want. Like, you only get us as a group.
Yeah, and he made a really great thought for Old Dirty Bastard's contract.
Yeah, ODB was mad, but it's like, I'm doing this
because he put you on forever.
Yeah.
And God bless the dead, if he would have been able, because he was going to be... I don't think people understand how great Old Dirty Bastard was going to be.
He was great, bro.
Like, he was on the, right before he died, he was on the cusp. He already had like top 10 Billboard hits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? One with Mariah Carey and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah, that was in the 90s, though. Yeah.
No, the one with Khalees.
Oh, yeah, that was. Yeah.
Like, he had just dropped that, and he had dropped something else right before that, and he was bubbling.
Hey, Dirty Baby, got your money.
That's just hard. Like, he had a style. Like, I could definitely seen him have a Tyler the Creator career if he had the ability to keep going.
For sure.
He would have been Tyler the Creator before Tyler the Creator. Weird, fun, energetic.
Entertaining
songs. He would have just been amazing. I think his career.
He had like an unorthodox flow too. Like the shit he would say, like that shit sounds crazy on a beat.
You heard the story about Ghetto Superstar, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy, right? This dude just accidentally shows up to the wrong session.
And kills it.
And then does it in a way where it's so unorthodox. Even
Proz, I think Proz was telling the
Proz
story.
Proz was like, bro, I didn't even know how people even rap like that. Like, he was doing it backwards, in essence, like doing his ad libs first and then
tracking. But that's the thing, like, sometimes you got to let people work. Like,
man,
you can't tell somebody how to work because just don't interrupt their genius. Like, let them do what they do. You know, also with Kanye's interviews, like, I think sometimes. Like, this is why, you know how I am with interrupting somebody's thought. Like, when they're, like, let them get it off first and then respond. Because
that was a good interview by Nori.
That shit was one of the best interviews I've seen. Because usually Nori cuts people off. He's notorious for that. So when I heard he was going, I'm like, that's not somebody. Like, you got to let Kanye just talk. Because he'll say something. Like, he'll say point A, and then he'll go to point B and point C. And then he'll finish point A and then go back to C. So if you stop his thought, like,
his
tangents literally
are crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it is.
Speaking of someone who really understood the internet, Kanye understands the internet almost to like.
Yeah, he was way ahead of his time in everything.
What he said on there, when he said he was gonna publicly trade himself, I didn't think anybody can do that. But if you could do that, that is just genius.
Yeah,
that's a genius move.
Now he thinks way ahead, like. And
basically,
I like that
you
he stands
can,
up for
you
sure.
Bet on me.
Yeah.
Bet on my brand. Buy my stock. Man. Yeah. And he's going to automatically infuse himself with investment money. And it's crazy. Like, dude's
Kanye's
on another
different.
Level.
Yeah. He's like years ahead.
Them shoes look like they're comfortable, bro. They look weird.
The ones that just came out?
Yeah.
Bro, I would never put them shits on. Like, unless I was going like snow skiing or.
You know, somebody was in the studio a couple days ago. And he came in with the white ones like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, is those comfortable? He's like, man, I used to have feet and back problems.
Yeah. Nah, Kanye makes a comfortable shoe.
Yeah, he said, but ever since I've worn these, I ain't never had a problem.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I wear them everywhere.
Nah, Yeezys
like,
are comfortable.
So they look weird, but they're cool. Yeah. Like, that's crazy, though. Them things look like space shoes.
The only ones I hate, like, hate, are the, like, the, they're, like, almost like, I don't even know how to describe them. They're like see-through, almost like water shoes. I hate them shits.
Never. I've never worn a Kanye shoe. I don't think I'll ever will.
Oh, really? Nah, I fuck with Kanye. Yeah. Like his shoes, yeah.
I mean, I'm... He's too weird for me. Kanye is a genius. I love him. I'm in awe of him from musical and every level, but like... Kanye is a lot. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes, like, I just want to be regular. But with Kanye, everything is different, which is cool if you always want to be different all the time.
Right.
Sometimes I don't want to be different. There's no option for that in Kanye's world. You know what I mean? Like, do you think he's the best?
He's definitely the best in, like, putting music together.
The best composer?
Yeah.
And so he's on some Quincy Jones level?
Yeah, oh, for sure. For sure. Mm. For, to me, like.
That's why I always think he's better than Pharrell. I love Pharrell, and I feel his music is amazing. But Kanye can just musically, his ensembles and how he just.
Yeah, how he puts two different people that you wouldn't even put them together, that type of shit.
Or just how he uses people's voices.
Yeah.
Like he might just use you in this little bridge right here.
Right.
And or that's he might all just he uses you in the backup vocals. Yeah. It's just like crazy. Like he's thinking on another level. Like
when he did Wait Till I Get My Money Right, Can't Tell Me Nothing, and you hear Jeezy's vocals in the background. Cause you know that song he was trying to give it to Jeezy. It was supposed to be for Jeezy. I don't know what happened, but he didn't take it. I know I wish I could see like a list. Yeah, a list of how many people regret for not taking like this song. Like I want to hear somebody come up, like ask every rapper, yo, what's one beat you missed out on, you had, and you just I bet you them lists are crazy.
Fat Joe gave up Candy Shop.
That's crazy.
And cause you know Scott Storch made the beat.
Yeah.
And he had just gave him Lean Back.
Mm.
So you know he called Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe like, nah, I don't know what I could do with that. And then he said, all right, 50, about 50 was feeling it. Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then that shit went, you know, Candy Shop is through the roof.
Yeah, bro. That's like, one of his biggest songs as far as like charting and like money wise. Number one, and
it still plays today. Right. Like, everywhere.
And when I think of club. 50 songs, I never would play that.
But, like, I mean, that's because we love 50. So yeah. We're like hip hop folks. But like the average person is Candy Shop and Window. Shopper. Those are his like in his the club. Most in the club too. Those are his best biggest. Friend.
Yeah.
They don't know the ones that we know.
Yeah, like
Many Men. And,
yeah, or even mixtape shit like 50 Bars of Pleasure, 50 Bars
man.
Of Pain.
Come on, man.
Shit like that is what I when I listen to 50, I like old like gritty 50, like.
Yeah, like the mixtapes.
Yeah, them old school shits. But what about socializing as far as social, as far as like the internet, like how social media, how you can. Just online dating.
It's both. It's been a positive and a negative impact at the same time. I think it's allowed people to communicate to people that would never, like there's some people out here before the internet wouldn't have the courage to say half the things they say.
Exactly. But behind that.
But when you DMing someone and behind that screen and you can delete their comments page. And you can shut that page down and just do a new page. People are bold and they say whatever. Yeah. Like, so trolling, I'm sure that women get a lot of unsolicited things in their DMs, so that I've been told.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of things. And then there's probably, like, love connections because of that, too, right? People that probably never would have spoke with each other.
Right. Somebody who might be shy to walk up on you, but, you know, see you, like, you know, start flirting a little bit, liking shit, and then back and forth, and it's like, oh shit, we got a conversation going.
No, next thing you know, you and meeting them in public, but it's all because you met them through a DM or you was in a group chat with them or whatever the case.
And that can go awkward too. Like they might be cool as shit on social media, just as far as like personality, and then you get with them and they're real awkward in person.
Oh yeah, a lot of people aren't the same as advertised. Like you know what I mean? Like you can get this facade, and then then it blows your mind when someone matches it too.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, like you're cool.
Yeah.
Like you're actually who you say you are. Like that's refreshing.
Or when like they're almost downplayed on social media and when you meet them, you're like, oh shit, you're even cooler
live
in person.
As fuck. I don't know, socializing, just even connecting like overseas.
Oh yeah.
We wouldn't talk to people overseas. Like, remember, what's that, Clubhouse? Come on,
oh
man.
Yeah, bro.
We were talking to people from UK. We were talking to people
all
from
over. Because you hear some people would hit me like, what time is that over there? I'm like, 8 p.m., what you mean? I'm like, where are you at? And they're like, they're all the way in Australia or some shit like that. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's 3 a.m. over here. Like, what? You just chilling at 3
a.m.?
Or
they'd be like, I woke up 6 a.m. to get on this Clubhouse. I'm like, you woke up for this shit? Like, 6 a.m.?
Yo.
The fuck?
That's crazy.
I remember one girl fell asleep on Clubhouse. And I'm like, what time is it over here? She's like, it's 4 a.m. Like, her homegirl was like, she's calling her name. But she's asleep with the phone on, so she's like, just move her back to the audience. So I had to move, because she's snoring literally on the thing.
Well, you just heard a.
Yeah, and everybody started laughing in the room. I was like, yo. That shit had a little run, man. The pandemic, the little thing, that's one thing that made the pandemic dope too, the internet.
Oh, man. Could we have gotten through the pandemic?
It would have been so hard, bro. Because think about if we didn't have internet and you just had to chill with the people in your house, like just three or four people. you know what I mean? Or like some people who live alone, that shit could drive you crazy.
Oh man.
But if you just turn on, like, there was, we would have
I mean, Versus came out of that.
Definitely, right. Yes. Yeah.
We literally watching two grown men on my phone.
Yeah. Because before
women,
that,
whatever, yeah. Like, you know,
we wouldn't have done that before.
No, we didn't have the capabilities before. We,
yeah.
Really, what set it off was the DJ mixes during the pandemic.
Exactly. D-Nice.
D-Nice killed it.
That one. Everybody, Michelle Obama. Everybody was in that shit.
Yeah, like it was lit. And but then you're in the same room with Michelle Obama. It's wild. Like,
yeah. And people would pour up a cup. They drinking, chilling, like having a good time. Before you know it, the three or four people in your room, you jam into it, and you're like, oh, this shit's kind of lit. Like, yeah. You home, stuck at home, working from home, do whatever you do.
Yeah, now you reading the comments, you sliding exactly. up on
exactly, laughing
it.
And joking. Yeah. Now you got you get your mind off whatever.
Yeah, it just, it's an escape. I mean, socializing has actually, to me, probably been a positive overall. There's the negative connotations to it, right? I mean, I think bullying has gone up. So cyberbullying has been able to affect people more than, like, when you bullied people, it was a few people that got bullied. We're not going to pretend people didn't get bullied before social media. But now people can bully in mass groups. Like, you can get bullied on by 50 people at one time.
And the thing, too, like, in our era, like, if you had a bully in school, when you got home, you were safe, you were cool, like you didn't have to worry about him until the next day. But when you are being bullied on social media, you can't even go to the internet, you open your phone, anybody texting you, talking shit, like, yo, what happened to you there, or this, and you're like, damn, it's all around the clock.
Turn your phone off, bro. Yeah. You can't even be on social media no more. But
and not only that, too, the like, sometimes, like, you start comparing yourself to other people. Like,
racism has gone up.
But back to, hold on, with the bullying thing, like, somebody might open up their phone and they see the fake perception of somebody on Instagram or whatever, and the girl might be, you know, just hard on herself. And,
yeah.
Or cause you to change your body up or go,
for
you know
sure.
what I mean?
Or, you know, like, yeah, like, maybe Little Kimmet, like, your surgery or... Because this is the definition of pretty, or like, ooh, your fat nose, and then everybody laughing at your fat nose, and now you...
And now you can't stand your nose, you ready to change it up.
Yeah, like, I'm sure that always happened, but, like, once you got home, you was cool, but...
Wait, all right, so what were you saying about racism?
Racism's gone up to me. I think before it was just like, cool, like, all right, it was racist over here in these areas. But now, like, people can just be racist, and they can troll, or they can, like...
Do you think it's gone up, or you think it's just shown?
I think it's flaunted more. Like, it's more accessible, right? You know what I mean? Like,
I could agree with that. I don't know if it went up. I think
I don't want to say it went up. It's just like, all right, before it was like, all right, if you go over here to this part of the city or country, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these things happen that are racist and, you know, KKK or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But now that's they're on a social, you getting all of it too. Like, you're getting racism, racist comments, racist attitudes, racist thoughts, because that's a part of the world, right?
Yeah.
So they all can get Instagram too, and they all can have, so now I can see people be racist more often than I would normally have been in my little small world.
Right.
In Charlotte, North Carolina, like, people might not have been as openly racist where I'm from.
Yeah.
Maybe in Alabama, you, like, is the internet, but for me, the internet is not, you know, my reality. So when I go there and I'm seeing, like, damn, this dude really said that? Like, wow, like, I didn't know people thought like that. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, people just say the wildest things on the internet. And
they definitely got the courage to say whatever the fuck, you, like you said, they would never say that shit to you in your face, but.
Man, trolling went up.
Yeah, but I think, too, a lot of that trolling, it just be people having fun. Like, I don't even think sometimes it'd be hate.
I think 30-40% of the time.
Yeah.
It's just people like, I know that pisses you off, so I'm going to do it.
But they really don't hate that person or something.
I wouldn't even say hate, but they are ignorant to that person. As a, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we can devalue humanity.
Like, Lil Nas X, they said he was a troll page first. That's how he blew up. He was just a big troll on Instagram, and then he deleted everything he had on there, and then, or not Instagram or Twitter, whatever he was on.
Yeah, he was. I think he was a Nicki Minaj, like, fan page. Like, he ran a fan page.
And then he just came out with his music.
And then came out with his music.
That's why he blew up so quick. Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, he got on by, like, trying to, like, you know, he was on Nicki Minaj. He was a Barbie. and then they got him all followed. Then he started to become a troll through all of that.
Yeah.
Like he was part of the, you know how
the barbs.
Yeah, somebody attacked Nicki Minaj and they all, so he was a part of that mob and got real big in it. And then Left came back with music and he had all of those people following him.
That's all it takes.
Through the roof.
Internet.
Genius.
Yeah, that is genius.
The enterprising of the internet has been amazing. Facts. It's like the gold rush right now.
Yeah.
Like people just making businesses crazy. Like,
yeah.
Like we're trading digital coins.
Ain't that crazy?
I have 20% more from year to year right now in coins than I do in the stock market.
And the thing is,
a bigger gross.
That also cut the middleman out as far as like before with stocks. Like you would have to literally go Merrill Lynch or one of them places.
Yeah, somebody.
Yeah, but now I just download an app. I'm not going to say any of the names because we're not getting paid for it, but you could, at the fingertips, like, boom, I'm trading and buying.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I'm like, remember, I saw this on the internet, too. In 99, everybody was like, don't talk to strangers on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, 2005, literally, calling a stranger to come pick me up at my house. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy how the world changes.
Uber.
Like, I mean, taxis is killing taxis. Like, our people are, you know, they took a real hit during the technology transition because now anybody can be a taxi cab driver. They would have to get licenses and pay fees.
The medallions. All those things,
They got to do things to legally get it. They got to paint. They got to get a particular car.
Right.
They did all this to become this business, a lot of rules. And then now somebody can just turn on their phone and jump in any car
and do what I do as a business. Yeah.
Like that killed a lot of, like, I wonder how many industries did the internet kill?
Plenty. It cut off so many middlemen, bro.
Because they used to blame, a lot of boomers used to blame a lot of millennials about like companies like BW3s and other like big chains were going out because they weren't shopping there, but we were shopping online.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, you're blaming these people, but really the game changed.
You mad at the game. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And you didn't catch up with the game.
I mean, slowly they did but that kills the stores too.
You're right. And so, I mean, a lot of these companies put a lot of their business into the brick and mortar.
And a lot of them started becoming smarter, too, because you have to cut out expenses, like, with the internet. So, like, think about how many times you go to a grocery store, and now they cut out the employee and put up self-check registers.
Right.
So, you got to adapt with the game. Like, when it's changing, adapt with it.
Yeah, and a lot of people
got to learn how to pivot.
Like, remember, there was big tech companies, big computer companies before the internet that didn't get into internet technology because they were like, it's going to be a fad. It's going to go away. And now they are fledgling companies, and these internet companies are now, I mean, those are the biggest tech stock companies.
Apple is literally the best.
Yeah, so like, they know how to pivot. Like, but before, in the 80s and the 90s, before the internet, really, like, it was manufacturing companies that were the big ones, right?
Right.
Like GE or something like that, because they had, like, a physical product that they were. But now it's, like, the digital product costs more than this physical product. Like,
that's crazy.
Or makes more money than that. That's crazy to me. Like, it's just an idea at the end of the day.
And the internet, like, you don't even have to go that far. Like, you can literally sell anything. Like, I know women who sell plates, like, food.
Yeah.
And they just, everything they do is boom off the internet. Yeah. Like, yo, I'm pull up. Like, I'm gonna have plates at this spot, and this is the price.
Yeah.
Like, you can do anything. Like, literally, the internet. There's no reason to be broke. Like, we were talking about how even with the pandemic, that gave people time to learn.
To figure it out.
And now these companies are crashing. And what were we saying? We're having a wage war.
A wage war.
Yeah.
People think it's a worker shortage. Like, we don't have enough workers.
Yeah.
No, we have plenty of workers.
Right.
But workers are now saying,
I don't need to go to that company.
Why would I go and make $12 with you and only get 25 hours a week because you be limiting me and you short my hours or whatever those companies do?
Yeah.
Or I can go DoorDash.
Yeah.
And make $22 an hour with my car
and
work as much as I want when I want.
Yeah. Or I got to be at your job for 6 days a week 10 hours and I got to bust my ass. Or I could bust my ass 3 days a week, like completely bust my ass and have Kill 4 days off.
What am I doing?
Why would I come back to your business?
Or I can do Instacart. Or I could do...
Start like, a t-shirt business. You can do anything. Like the internet is right at
TikTok, Instagram. We have a homegirl, one of our folks, we know her well, started a whole photography business.
Oh, yeah, Morgan?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, Mo, and you know what I mean?
It's crazy. I DM'd, what's her name today? Tiana, remember the lawyer?
Yeah.
So now she's doing this Amazon influencer thing?
Yeah, I like
that. She's about to shut down her law practice.
For sure.
Because it's like, what? Like she must be doing... I told her, I need you on the show again. Like because she came, Tiana, the lawyer episode.
And now, I told her,
I need the Amazon influencer.
I mean, she was at 150K last I saw.
Have you seen her TikTok?
Yeah, I mean, I don't watch her.
She's booming on TikTok.
Yeah, but she's... First of all, she's beautiful. And second of all, she dressed her ass off, bro. Yeah. And she knows, like... It's not just like I've watched her shit, bro. It's not like just this is pretty. She's entertaining. She shows you like the size, the price, value. It's like a shopping experience when you watch her. I don't even wear that shit.
That's what I told
her. I'm a man, and I'd be watching this whole thing.
She put up a dress one time, and I was like, oh shit! And it was on Amazon. I'm like, oh, this is a dope dress. Yeah. I went over there looking for a cat. I'm like, yo, let me see if I find some shit.
And you can size it down.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's what
she said. That exactly.
That's why I didn't know it was sizing down. But the whole point of when you have people that can entertain and have skills in many domains, you know, she's talented in a lot of facets, right?
Right.
But the internet allows her to try them out and figure out which really could pop. Back in the day, she wouldn't have been able to have a platform to be like, yo, they like when I do this or they like when I do that. Like, you had to just pick... And hopefully motherfuckers fuck with that shit. And you got to really push that.
Right.
If you wanted to be a comedian back in the day, you couldn't just pick up a phone and do a couple little edits. Yeah. Like, you feel me? Right. You really had to get on the road. Like, so, like, and if you really wanted to be a buyer or an influencer, like how she wanted to be, she would have had to gone to school or gone to the fashion world and, like, been a intern. Like, it would have been just a... Now she can just see, you know what? I was a lawyer, but now I'm going to do this off of a phone.
Yeah, it's less stress. What? She don't got to deal with people.
I'm in my home.
Exactly. And another thing with the internet is now, like before, you'd have to get discovered. Like you got to go, like J. Cole, he always talks about how he would wait outside for Jay-Z to hand him his mixtape and all that. Now you literally can, you have the internet, you can make yourself hot and bring people to watch you and make yourself pop on the internet to where now they're coming to you.
Yeah.
And now when they're coming to you, you can leverage.
For sure.
And now that you
I
know
don't
the
need
business.
You, though.
Yeah, and I've learned the business from the internet. I don't,
for sure.
Like, I know everything about the music business.
Like Soulja Boy.
Publishing, all that. Exactly. He'd be a perfect example. So now you can't come over here with this bullshit ass deal. Yeah. Like, I want this, is what I want. And if we can't negotiate that, I'd rather eat a little bit with my independence here.
Well, the thing is because I can control my media and my platform.
Exactly.
And my, like.
You're not the gatekeeper.
You're not the gatekeeper. So why would I need to, why would I take your money?
Yeah.
Or I'm already making money. When you come at me, I'm already making money.
Exactly.
Like, so it's a difference. Before, we weren't making no money. We were coming to their door knocking like,
right. You know, like, what please I mean? Let me in.
Yeah, now we're like, so
I don't need you.
It's a beautiful thing in that way. Like, and there's a lot of clout chasing too. So there's a lot of fakery.
Yeah.
People that stunt up to a certain level. Well, you saw them Island Boys, them niggas.
That song is fire, though.
Yo.
I ain't gonna lie. When I heard that, I'm like, this song is fire. But I just can't.
They just say it's the word and how they say Island Boys. That's the only thing. It's like they found something that was catchy.
Yeah.
And they really, really beaten it to death. But niggas like that would have never got on.
Hell no.
Back in the day.
It would have been like a shtick. Like, it would have been like.
Yeah, there would have been a comedy.
Yeah, like Weird Al Yankovic type shit. Like, oh, we get it. Like,
we're,
I enjoyed
it. We're making fun of your shit. Yeah.
And I enjoyed it because you're not taking yourself serious, too. But if you're coming out serious like that, you know who was like that? What was that? What was the white boy name from? Was he from Indianapolis? Slim Jesus, I think Slim Jesus. Remember he came out with, And but the thing I didn't mind him is because he's telling you, like, yo, I'm just making music. I don't mean any of this. Like, and it's like, okay, I respect it.
But he's trapping hard in his songs.
Hard. Like,
but he was like,
and a killer.
I don't do none of that. I'm just doing music.
It's just entertainment,
It's like, what? I remember he dropped the song. Everybody was like, oh, that shit, the shit. And then he did the interview and they were like asking him about it. He's like, man, I don't do none of that. I'm just making music. And it was just like, and people would just be like, what?
Yeah. It's, yeah, that type of stuff doesn't last long. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, but you know, I was watching like one of the, speaking of reels, remember we were talking about reels earlier, I was watching one of them reels and they were talking about Stitches. Remember that dude Stitches?
Yeah.
And they were talking about how he faked a lot of his stuff.
Right.
So that, it's a lot of that going on in the internet where you like posing and people were like pretending like they're giving you 10 grand away and people like, oh, and then when they turn the camera off, they're taking that shit back. Well, he did that. He pretended like give somebody girl somebody some money, and then when the camera went off, he took the money back from her.
There was a lot of that. Like, what was that dude, Vitaly or whatever his name is?
Yeah.
He did so many. Like, some of them skits are so fucking fake, but like when you read the comments, you're like, oh, people really believe this.
Some people believe this stuff.
Like,
bro,
there's that fake skit that they keep running into the ground. It's like, there's a fine girl walking by, and a dude tries to holler at her, and she's like, no, 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 like, ignoring him. And then he's like, all right, well, maybe I'll give you a ride somewhere. And then she looks at his car, and she's like, it'll be like a Mercedes or like a Lamborghini Ferrari or some shit. Yeah, she's like, oh, that's your car? And now all of a sudden her tune changes. And it's like, bro, this shit is so fake. Like, this is such a skit. And people are like, how you think it's fake? I'm like, first of all, who's the guy recording from a mile away? And you can hear both of their fucking voices clear, like they got microphones on. Like, bro, come on, fam. Like, it just, like,
this is not on their phone.
But I also noticed our view is like a little jaded with certain stuff because we understand like the recording process,
right,
and
the
like
entertainment of it.
Yeah, so we're like, oh, I could see
something
a mile away.
Up,
yeah, like I'm talking about a mile away. As soon as I see it, I'm like, oh, this is fake. Yeah. But people are like, how is this fake? I'm like, nigga,
you know, like
it's
fake.
Like
that little Bootsy thing, and I didn't notice it. And you were like,
there's a boom mic up top. And I'm like, that's the first thing I said. I'm like, oh, there's a boom mic. It's fake. Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, how much is stage has always been like that? But I think social media allows you to just do it constantly now.
Exactly.
Before, it was just like, oh, I'm going to call this paparazzi.
Bingo.
And I'm going to, like, set this up for this one moment, and they're going to catch us kissing or whatever. Yeah.
Or just
like,
coming out the restaurant with somebody.
It was a lot of staging. Now I can just, like, fake a scene on my phone.
Exactly.
Put it on Instagram, and the tabloid's going to go crazy. Like,
right.
People literally follow, you know what I mean? Like, they use the internet to kind of just, like, they use that, like, oh, so-and-so posted, like, oh, that's like celebrity gossip now. Like, people just following people's Instagram and social media and seeing what's going on in their page. And, like, there's literally, like, speaking of reels, like, there's literally, like, reels of just people making commentary on celebrity Instagram,
right,
whatever they did, whatever, who they're loving, who they ain't loving, they broke up with. Man, it's crazy. Like, it used to be magazines. People used to get off the magazines. Now,
But now it literally happens. Like, and with the paparazzi thing, people definitely did that. Like, they'll be like, oh, meet me here. I'm about to.
Oh, for sure.
The Kardashians were
notorious.
Yeah.
Notorious for that.
They'd be like, dude, we're going to go to this restaurant and it's going to be three of us here and you can catch one of us holding hands and they come out like that. Like, oh, no paparazzi, no pictures. Like, nigga,
a lot of those nipple slips is planted. Like, that shit is for real. Like, no one, like, okay, yeah. Cool. You telling me you came all the way over here with no panties on and then no one saw your coochie the whole time, but then you get in the car and swing your leg the fuck open. Like, come on, you know you ain't have panties on.
Exactly.
You did that on purpose.
And now you got an album coming out 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just a bump up to the
See
my coochie and this album that I put out. Exactly. Like,
but also on the flip side, the internet has some bad to it. Like, if you do a crime, and everybody is literally solving the case in the comments.
Yeah.
And telling, like, yo, you remember when he said this and this song? He was talking about, and you're like, bro, you just solved the case for everything. Like, shut the fuck up with this internet shit.
And there's still dumb criminals who film themselves.
I'm never going to understand.
Humanity's always going to be dumb. Doesn't matter how much technology we have.
Me and Debo literally had this conversation. He was like, internet's making people dumb. And I'm like, no, there's dumb people with internet.
There's always been dumb people. The problem is now people have, there was a time that we didn't hear a lot of this dumbness.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have access.
And you're only around your circle. You'll hear about the dumb person in your neighborhood, this person here,
but
and that's it.
Now dumb people can get together.
Yeah.
They can find other dumb people.
Yeah.
And take their dumb ideas.
Yeah.
And like combine them and compile them together with other bad ideas.
Yeah.
And they have a room full of other dummies so they can talk to now. Before they didn't have like before it was just like, oh, this one dummy in a room full of regular people, he gonna get clowned,
yeah,
bullied, talked about, whatever. Mm-hmm. But now he can go online, he can find 75 other people like him.
Yep. and the crime shit is just crazy, bro. Like,
yeah,
every day I get on internet, Instagram, anything, and I just see people like recording themselves doing shit. I'm like, bro, you're literally riding around
fighting,
doing all type of shit, smoking, guns on you, like, and you're money, recording it, money, mm-hmm, mad money, and I'm talking about day after day you're showing this, and they know you don't have a job,
bro. They literally go, what they do is they'll see, they'll be like, that's like $10,000.
Yeah,
now I'm gonna go search your name.
This is a lawyer that I watch, right?
No job, no nothing, no nothing. And you have $10,000 in your hands. Yeah. Okay, I can come arrest you now.
Yeah. And the thing is, they're going to watch you for it. The lawyer that I'm talking about, that I forgot his name, but he even sells a hat that says, stop self-snitching. And, like, he talks about every case, like he was just talking about the Fetty Wap case and everything. He was just like, a lot of it comes from people flossing too much on the internet. And they watch you for 3-4 years. He was like, and most of the time, people 3-4 years, they watch you thinking, oh, I'm straight. Like, I got a great organization going because I ain't been caught in 3-4 years. And he was like, bro, they watch that. He was like, you know how many times we've seen cases like that he's personally been on? He's like, they'll ship stuff from like the West Coast, not particularly on that case. He's just talking in general. He's like, somebody will ship something, a package from the West Coast, anywhere, and the post office will see it. They'll call the authorities and they'll show them, like, yo, this is what it is. They open it, check it, test it, and then be like, cool, deliver it.
Deliver
now,
it.
They catch you. It's like, all right, so now we've been doing this to you for six months.
We've been allowing your packages to get to you.
Exactly.
And now we're going to track this package.
Yeah.
We're going to see you pick it up.
Yeah.
We're going to film you.
He said deliver it with the feds. Like, the feds will deliver it.
Yeah.
And be like,
I'll deliver it. We'll deliver this package.
Make you sign for the package order. Yeah.
Like, you're literally talking to an FBI agent.
Yeah.
And he's getting to know your face. And every time you open the door, he looked inside and saw that or saw that.
And a lot of times they arrest people around. Like, sometimes, you know, when people catch a case, they're like, why they arrest him? He's just the dude who was driving. He's a nobody, really. Like, but that's the person who's going to tell everything because he knows everything. Yeah. And he's like, why am I doing 20 years and I'm only deserving of a year?
But I'm snitching.
I'm snitching. I'm telling on everybody.
We getting it out.
They have a 98% rate of conviction. 99%.
They're not even gonna. That's why they do the 3-year, 4-year thing. Because they're not going to. If they're gonna investigate you, they're gonna get you.
That's why everybody. I was watching Project Pat on one of his interviews. He was saying the only thing he was fearful of really was the feds, because of that. It's like, when they come, it's nothing to talk about, man. They get like,
no, they got data of you doing it.
And
like, even one of your best episodes on the Maz Drinks and Chill is your homeboy who went to
Pone.
So Pone, and just how he was talking about how they will just the case they built and the information that they had, and he you know, even how he talked about how he was paranoid, but the paranoia was justified because he thought it was death, but it was really the feds was watching him for multiple years. So, but when they came to him, it was like 3-4 years of information they had on him, and they had this person and that person, and they had like chain of events and time frame.
Yeah, and people jump on your case quick too.
Yo, and it's crazy that, and then obviously, you know, people piggybacking because they're gonna do whatever it takes to make sure.
Yeah,
you take.
They're gonna
deal.
Back you. Yeah, they're gonna back you all the way to the corner, and
you're not gonna have no breathing room.
Yeah, and they're gonna hit you with time where you're like, yo, you're gonna either.
Like, okay, we can go to court and you might get 25, or you can take this 12 right now.
Yeah, most people are going to plead out. Like, you should.
And you should, because if they go to court, they're going to
make it.
That 25 going to stick, bro.
Yeah.
They didn't get all this information.
Yeah.
This shit is cold-blooded. When they walk this into a DA, it's
gonna,
gone, bro.
They're going to play wiretaps, everything for you, to where you're like, bro.
And this ain't just like a regular lawyer. This is the lawyer.
Yeah.
So the feds don't have a hunkadory local ass. No, this nigga is a assistant general.
It's Tom Brady back
what
there.
What they call attorney general. Yeah. So there's the attorney general. That's the highest fed, right? Mm-hmm. And then they have assistant attorney generals. So these are like the highest. So these are people who like.
They know the law like the back of their
man,
hand.
Man, they ain't playing, bro. Yeah. You going against the best. Exactly. You going against Matlock every time. Like that dude is going to. Yeah. He's got like a 93% conviction rate.
Yeah. Episode, you know Matlock gonna shut it down.
He's like 25 cases in a row. He's plead out 40 cases. Straight, like you gotta plead, bro. You ain't going to
that internet, man. I'm telling you, that internet shit ain't no fucking joke.
The internet got R. Kelly, right?
Yeah, it was technically because they brought up all the
old evidence. It just started circling the internet, and then the feds was like, "What the hold on? Let me look at this stuff." And then they started taking it, and they were like, "Oh, we do got a whole lot of information here."
Yeah,
Mr. Kelly.
The internet has broken a lot of cases, bro.
Man. That's why if you can't be like, okay, so back in the day, you could have been a popular gangster, but popularity didn't allow you to rise to a certain status, right?
Yeah.
Like you could be popular in Charlotte and never be known by the feds.
Yeah.
No one would ever know you. You get what I'm saying? As long as you don't tread and trip any of those fed lines, right?
Yeah.
You could have been, everybody in Charlotte know you, rough gangster, you know what I'm saying? And nobody else know you in the world.
Yeah.
Today, if you're a popular gangster, everyone knows you.
Yeah.
You can't be.
Big Meech.
Yeah, like Meech was going to jail. Everybody knew Meech was going to jail.
He knew.
Because he was too popular. Yeah. Somebody got to go down.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I mean, they're trying to get him home, I heard.
Yeah, he should be home soon.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, he did 25.
Nah, hell no. Nah, it was like 05, because Jeezy came out 03, so probably went in like 05, maybe.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's what his sentence was, 25 to life.
Oh, I don't know his sentence, yeah.
Yeah, you know, racketeering is 25 to life, because that's what they got him. They didn't get him on.
It said, 2005, they got arrested.
They didn't get him on, like...
For drug trafficking and money laundering.
So they got him for, like, you know, RICO shit. So that's 25 years of life. But obviously, you can start parole at a certain time.
Yeah.
And he, what, like, 18 years in now?
He got sentenced to 30.
30, that's what it was, 30. Yeah, 30. So 30 is... Yeah, he about to be home soon.
Yeah, because shit... 30 years, 2005.
Yeah. And he making a killing right now, sitting his ass in jail doing nothing.
Yeah.
Because that 50? Show is going.
That's a pretty good show, too. 50's that nigga with these shows, man. You haven't seen it?
No.
And it's probably like 6 episodes in. You could binge watch that shit. You won't turn it off, bro.
I haven't seen any of the Powers. I haven't seen any of his shows.
The one, I don't really care for the one with Tariq.
Oh, the young one?
Yeah,
the spinoff,
but the Raising Kanan one?
Oh, that's good, too? Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm gonna do is, cause I love 50, but I just never been a Stars.
You got person. Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh, you should be able to get all that.
Is it on Hulu?
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what we watch it on. So I do have Stars. I'm tripping. I have Stars.
It's a Stars thing.
Yeah, I have Stars.
So I ain't never wanted to do that, but I'm gonna fuck around and just like buy Stars for a month and just watch them all.
Yeah. That's all you gotta do.
And then cancel it afterwards.
But see, that's what 50
Stars.
Really?
I hate the whole idea of, I mean, you know, I don't like anybody think that you could be not accessible or be exclusive because you're a media company. I hate that. Stars, HBO, all of them, like,
nah, that's
ass.
Dope. I think that's dope.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but
feed the masses. Your job is to create content. I shouldn't have to pay extra for your content.
That's what you say now, but you're a creator. That's why it's hard for me to believe you're saying that, because I could understand it. Like,
no, I'm talking about from the media perspective. I'm not saying don't pay the people who make your stuff.
No, but like me right now, if somebody told me, like, if I could create my own channel for Measurements and Chill to where you can only get that content, if I got big enough for that.
No, that's cool. I get that. But what I'm saying is, like, to do that, I guess to do that now makes sense just because of how the internet has changed things. But when we were in the TV days and they did that shit, I didn't like that shit.
Yeah, I guess, you know what, you're right, because... Now everybody's doing it. NBC, Disney, a lot of them are like, fuck that. We're creating our own shit. You gotta pay for my shit. The same way Netflix.
This exclusive shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just, but.
Capitalism.
I don't like my media fucked with, but yeah, I'ma fuck with it eventually.
Man, you'll love the Raising Kanan and the BMF.
Yeah, now the BMF already. I see so many memes. What about memes? Memes in the internet.
Bro. Oh yeah,
it's changed my interaction with like how I view comedy
and anything. Like how you can like, I love memes because you can. There's an actual game called What the Meme. They're not paying us for this, but fuck it. It's a good game to play. Like house party. Like if you got a house party.
It was like a card game.
Yeah, it's pretty much got pictures that you've seen from memes, and everybody has cards, and you're supposed to put like the best description that which you think that goes with that picture. And that's what it is. Like sometimes, like I'll see a picture, like the, and I'll create my own meme and put it up, and it's just my perception of that picture.
Right.
And my,
it's crazy. It's like, you know how in, we always thought that like the digital world, you would have like your own persona that was separate from you.
Yeah.
But really what it is just a, it's, there's a digital language that's just different, right?
Yeah.
So people talk differently, look differently, sound differently. And I think memes is one of those expressions.
Exactly. That's how I look at it, yeah.
Like, it's graffiti of the internet.
Exactly.
Memes is...
Nah, that's dope. That's a good way to look at it, yeah. Like,
because before you were tagging walls, now you... Bro, I love my friends that send me memes.
That's how I be. I send you all.
Like, those are my good friends.
Yeah.
Like, send me a meme. Make me laugh.
Yeah.
My day is stressful.
Exactly.
The world is stressful.
Yeah.
That's what the memes are for.
Like. Exactly. Anything funny, I send it to people. Just like, fuck it. Why not? Yeah. It's a good way of communication.
You be hilarious with your shit.
Yeah. I be finding shit. I'm like, yo, I be dying.
You found the word wildest shit, bro. So, like, that should be a game.
Yeah.
Like, let me see your DMs. Let me see your, everything you said on the internet. Like, that's crazy.
But yeah, that's another episode, man. Y'all know where to find me, Mez Black Label. Sapphire, where they find you at?
Umbrella Minds with a Z at the end on all platforms.
That was an internet episode, man. We out of here.
All right, y'all.
I know I said I'll change my ways, but then I probably won't. They said they gon' put one in my brain, but then they probably don't. Fuck what they talking, I'm on business, but I'ma die by mine. Nobody with me from the jump, and you see I did fine. I fuck with them hoes, and she like that I play with them lows. Won't really be speaking all the time, but she gon' stick to the code. And I know she love to see me shine, but she ain't gon' blow up my phone. And I know that black is on my side, no matter how this shit go. Ain't no love, yeah, I get it. Fuck that trust, I was tripping. Bitch, we thug, how you living? Toting Sammy's in the Civic. Having visions, counting millions, mine was stuck up in a prison. I done risen from the trenches, know it hurt to see me winning. I go big or go home. Bullets they rain, they come at his dome. Bitch, I'm deep in my zone. Thinking they know me, but they got wrong. I done did it again. If we try to run off, then we spin in the bin. I don't care what he say. Only judging a man from what he done did. This the life that I done chose. Slanging nine of fucking hoes. Getting money with my wars. They surprised that I done blew. She gon' put it in her nose, and I'ma put dick in her throat. I been rolling with them sinners. They be dirty, wipe your nose. Oh my, 4-5 hit his spine. I know some old heads that's gon' do you. They so juvenile. My cousin 14 with some bodies, he ain't gon' do no time. If a nigga wanna play with us, then we gon' get on. I know I said I'll change my ways, but then I probably won't. They said they gon' put one in my brain, but then they probably don't. Fuck what they talking, I'm on business, but I'ma die by mine. Nobody with me from the jump, and you see I did fine. I fuck with them hoes, and she like that I play with them lows. Won't really be speaking all the time, but she gon' stick to the code. And I know she love to see me shine, but she ain't gon' blow up my phone. And I know that black is on my side, no matter how this shit go. Ain't no love, yeah, I get it. Fuck that trust, I was trippin'. Bitch, we thug, how you livin'? Toting Sammy's in the Civic. Having visions, counting millions, mine was stuck up in a prison. I done risen from the trenches, know it hurt to see me winning.